Seems a lot, I think I like you the best.
His body naked and bare, quiet and obviously not there. I am that naked thing swimming in air. Why does that mean anything? Why do you stare? Lean on your table, ask what
good morning all. Whoa, I don't know if that's working or not. Hopefully you can hear me. Welcome to Foxtrot. My name is Noah. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to, I really don't know if you guys can hear me. I really hope you can. We just listened to Rock and Sing by Big Thief. Pretty quaint song. I really hope you guys can hear me. Pretty quaint song, if I do say so myself. Personally, I am constantly rocking and singing when I hear it. Good news, everyone. You can hear me. Very good song. Very kind, I think. It's kind of like a lullaby, in a sense. But don't mean to put you all to sleep, because we got a fun hour of Foxtrot coming up. I'm juiced. I'm enthusiastic, if we want to use multi-syllable words. And, again, we got some fun music to play. So, again, this is Foxtrot. Hope you all enjoy. Let's listen to some more tunes.
Bye.
Okay. Sorted out my little microphone snafu, even though you can hear me, but you know, just for me. We just listened to Only You Know by Beach House. Just before that, we listened to Track X by none other than Black Country New Road. And just before that, we listened to Empty Promises by Luke Temple. If I'm being honest, oh wow, sorry gang. If I'm being honest, I do not know much about that first song. It just kind of popped on my Discover Weekly, and I was like, okay. So, that was that. It's good, though. I enjoy it. I refuse to call it a vibe, but it's fun. No, I'm not calling it a vibe, but in a way, it's a, but it's not. You know what I mean. You're picking up what I'm putting down. Today is a good day. That Black Country New Road song off of their debut for the first time. I feel like at this point I've played a solid half of their discography, but what are you gonna do? I don't know. That song is just beautiful. Big fan. Just kind of sit there and soak it, and I feel like it's gorgeous. Not much else to say about it. The lyrics are weird, but what can you do? And then finally, that Beach House song. I played that one, Only You Know. That's from their album from this year, Once Twice Melody. But I played that song because I was at Waffle House earlier this week, and For those of you who've never been to a Waffle House, they have jukeboxes, but they have the weirdest songs available. So if you search Beach House, they have this song available, and then a song from I think it's Equal Mind from their B-Sides album, and those are the only two Beach House songs they have. So we listened to both when I was with my friends at Waffle House. We put in like a few quarters, but this song is good. I love the don't, you know. I don't have to sing it for you. You heard it. You enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. But no, it's a good song. It made me think of Waffle House. So shout out to Dylan and Mia for going to Waffle House with me. Going to the old Waffle House, you could say. Okay, we got more music to listen to. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I'm having a good time. I hope you're having a good time. Let's keep it going. Let's keep her going. All right. Nothing else to say. Bye, guys.
Why can't I believe that? Life's not only about having fun. That's also why it's not only about being sad. When you're down, you've got to realize that there's a deeper kind of sadness. So, go ahead and sing, Caroline. For me,
hey Susie, can we sing it together now?
We be chillin'.
If this is just a bad moment, and we are fumbling around, but we won't get caught like that. Soldiers on our backs, we won't get.
Okay, we just listened to Free in the Knowledge by The Smile. And just before that, we listened to Now That You've Gone by Doopies. I don't know much about Doopies. This is from an album, I think, from 96. 1996, that is. Don't want to get that confused. 1996. They've never released anything else besides this one album that is aptly titled Doopie Time. To which that I say, heck yeah, it is doopie time. Consider my time doopied. No, but that song's kind. I think it's just very like, okay, I'm doing jazz hands, I'm bopping up and down. You know the vibe. You all have been there. No, it's just, it's a good song. I don't have anything really interesting to say about it. It's been a long day for me. But, no, I hope you all enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. What else can you say besides that it is a good song? Okay, and then that last song we listened to, Free in the Knowledge by The Smile. The Smile being fake Radiohead, in a sense. It's Tom York and another Radiohead band member who I'm blanking on, but who formed that band, The Smile, who released their debut of sorts this year. That song's really good. It reminds me of the Michael Jackson song, weirdly enough, Man in the Mirror. You can probably figure out why if you listen to the lyrics. But, no, that song rocks. The Smile, not Michael Jackson. The Smile song rocks, I should say. And, yeah, not much else to say about it. Shout out to Tom York. He's got a cool voice. The ambience there is very good. You know what's not good, though? Income inequality. And I have actually something to say about that. These are some numbers to think about. World wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by the comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. These have been some numbers to think about from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So, hope you all thought about those numbers, because I know I have. Okay, I got a fun sound lineup for us next. I got a hiccup for a second. Let's see if it comes up. A fun song coming up next. And I don't know much else to say besides that it's fun and good. That's been a common theme tonight, as it often is. All right, guys. Stay tuned. We got more tunes. Tune. Singular. Tune for now. But future tunes. Okay. I'm going to go now. Bye. we just listened to. It's Japanese, so I'm just going to say the English translation because I don't want to mess anything up. But Light and Shadow by Polaris. Polaris? That part's in English. I just can't read. Polaris, I think. No, but that song's great. Polaris, I believe, consists of at least the drummer and the bassist. The bass player? Bassist? From Fishmans. So you probably hear that psychedelic Japanese rock influence there, because that's what it is, and it is so good. The bass line there, so good. The piano at the end, so good. I was jamming, guys. You couldn't see because this is an auditory medium, but trust me, I was jamming. I was drumming. I was pretending I was tickling those ivories. Piano, you get it. Man, no, just like, what an awesome song. And the album cover's fun too. Like a little chipmunk guy. These guys, cheeks puffed out. Cheeks puffed out. Like, now that is a chipmunk, is what I'll say. Okay, we got more music to play. I'm personally looking forward to it. God, wait, I just want to talk about that song more. God, it's so good. It is so good. Oh my, wow, what a song. Okay, back to my persona. Okay, we got some more music to play. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I'm excited. I've said that like a lot of times, but I'm just in a chipper mood today. So let's keep it rolling.
Can't see.
Okay, gonna be a little quick here. Actually, maybe not. I'm making pretty good time. We just listened to Snow Days by Real Estate. Just before that, we listened to It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody. Everybody? Yeah, It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody by Wyeth Blood. That first song is off of Wise Blood's recently released album. Let me read the name of it. And in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. I've only listened to it once so far. I enjoyed it when I listened to it. I think I need to do it again because I was doing work. I was not really paying great attention. But, I mean, that song just kind of is what Wise Blood does best. It's just ethereal and you feel like you're floating a little bit. I liked the harp. Whoa. Car is loud out there. Okay. Hope it's not one of y'all. Anyway. No, good Wise Blood song. Just the ethereal vibe that she often does. The harp. It rocks. Voice is crazy. Yeah, I recommend the album. I'm going to listen to it again. It's going to grow on me, and I'm going to enjoy it more. And I already enjoyed it. So, and then Snow Days by Real Estate. Little Noah, fun fact. That is my most streamed song of all time on Spotify. I cannot explain why, but that song has a grip on me. Not recently, but I would say, I'm pretty sure in 2020 and 2021, it was like my second most listened to song both years. No, over quarantine, just over COVID, that song, I can't even explain the grip, the iron grip it held over me. I would listen to that thing on repeat constantly. I cannot explain, but I mean, like, it's good. It's really good, like, objectively. It's just a jam. It is a strawberry jam. It is so good. Again, it had a grip on me I cannot explain. Okay, well, I got one more song for y'all to play. Well, that's going to be it, so I'm going to wrap it up right now. Again, even listening to Foxtrot, if you enjoy what I play, you know, every Wednesday morning, Tuesday night, whatever you want to call it, 2 a.m. to 3 a.m., I play what I'm listening to, play some of my favorite tunes, talk with y'all. It's a good time. So, yeah, again, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Foxtrot. Let's play some MGMT to close it out, and I will see you all next week. Goodbye.
Dream.